So there you're raising a family. Then what happens?
Well, I got into politics a little bit. I was going to school at the University of Oklahoma. And I thought Sequoia County needed a new representative.
Sequoia County needed a new state representative.
Yeah.
Then what did you do about that?
Well, I just went down and filed and won.
Even before you got out of OU?
Right.
You were 25 years old?
26 or 7.
You were in OU, but you just didn't feel Sequoia County was being represented right.
I was a little bit facetious there when I made that statement, actually.
Well, then how was it you ran for office?
Politics runs in my family a little bit.
How's that?
Well, we have interest in public affairs, what's going on, and we try and act as a good citizen, really, when we see something that might need tweaking. For example, my brother ran for sheriff.
In what county?
Sequoia County, and he won. His name is Earl. So he fools around, and he's elected mayor down there, Salisaw, for 3 or 4 times. That was before I got into it. And I got back, I found that I had a little interest in politics. So I just ran for state legislature.
And you won your first time out?
Yeah. I won 2 terms, but I didn't like it too much.
Because?
Yeah, it takes too much time. I had things to do.
Well, you were a student, for one.
Well, student, for one, and then I was going to be out in a job, working, and that takes time.
Yeah.
Then I had a family, raising a family. That takes time. So I just dropped politics.
You would have served in the state legislature, do you remember the years?
About 50 to 54.
You ever wish you had gone back into politics again?
I got back in it not too long ago. Got in this Indian stuff.
With the Indian stuff?
They didn't have a good chief, I didn't think.
Which tribe are you talking about?
Cherokee. Election was coming up, so I just went down and volunteered my services.
And you were supporting who for election?
Chad Smith.
Chad Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And you worked his campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Smith was successful, and he ran for re-election, and will run again as we sit here in 2009.
Yeah. It seems like he's done a pretty good job. Best I can find out.
You got into the campaign because you are Cherokee.
Yeah, right. And some things needed fixing.
You're 88 now. You were in your 70s when you decided, as a Cherokee, to jump in and support this young man named Chad Corntassel Smith.
Yeah, I think I made a good choice.
So that's got to make you feel good because you jumped on the bandwagon of a young man who had not run for office before, I believe.
Right.
Well, you're to be admired.
Well, different people have different definitions of that.
Yeah, but you served our country, you served our state, and you served your tribe. Service to 3 areas. And that's much, much more than many, many people can ever say.
Well, I guess it is, yeah. Hadn't thought of it that way.